defensive lineman Chase McGowan and wide receiver Jordan Townsend. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. Right, I'll start with you. Year one, 8-5, took the Blue Hens to the second round of the playoffs in your first year. As year two begins, what are some of the expectations and what did you learn from a year ago?
That's a loaded question. There are quite a few things we've learned in 1 year. And I think the crazy part about, my first year here is obviously it was not only my first year at Delaware, my first year as a head coach. And, there were pretty much everything I did was, the first time I'd ever done it as a head coach. And so there were so many situations and, opportunities for us to learn, grow, hopefully streamline, and, second time around, have some things that can, obviously, we'd like to be better in everything that we do, but also, how do we, even build relationships better? How do we build a culture better? How do we continue to finish on the field better? And all those things, I think, as we go second time around here as well, how can we continue to learn from the things that are going well and the things that we need to correct a little bit?
All right. Your first question this morning from Kevin Chesley. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks very much. Hello, Ryan. It looks strange that it's dark outside the Carpenter Center when it's light right up the street here.
Beautiful outside.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Ryan, the CAA coaches have branded you guys a competitor based on your number four spot in the preseason poll. What gives you faith and confidence in your team that you can be a contender for the CAA title?
The people, the coaches and the players. And I think there's the more you're around the people around the University of Delaware football program, the faith would grow as much as I have. I think there's no doubt that we are certainly one of those teams that, can fight and hopefully finish up in that top half as well, because I think that we obviously have a long way to go right now, and the coach speak will tell you it's one day at a time. And with the amount of people that we lost that were productive and experienced, we obviously have a long way to go here in July and August. But the way that we've been competing, the way that we've been preparing, I do believe that, that we're going to go out there and fight and put a good product on the field.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Robin. Hi, Coach Cardi. I'm curious, as you're known for the pace and tempo of your offense in a lot of ways, if you have any strong opinion about the rule change going into effect immediately this season with the clock not stopping after first downs, except within under 2 minutes and a half, of course. Do you have a strong opinion on that? And then regardless of the opinion, just kind of how long do you anticipate kind of adjusting to that different style of game management that it might require?
Yeah, I don't, again, as long as the rules are, consistent and they go from team to team, it's really hard to have too strong of an opinion on anything because it doesn't really matter, right? Those rules are set and we got to play by them. And I do think kind of similar to like a pitch clock, I think it's something that we'll have to get used to, but I don't think it'll affect us too much. It certainly can't affect us more than other teams. I do think it'll take about 4 to 5, our analytics people say about 4 to 5 plays a game, probably on offense away from each team. And if that's the case, then hopefully we can try to find a way to score a little bit quicker and, try to eat back those 4 to 5 plays somewhere during the game. But it's an interesting question because it's something that I haven't spent too much time thinking about once I heard it, because I mean, it is what it is and we're going to have to go out and play with it. I don't think there's much strategy involved in how you play with it. I think it's just a matter of this is what they're trying to do for the safety of the student athletes. And if that's what they think is going to help us speed the game and make sure that we're being safe, then that's fine.
Next question from Rich. Go ahead, Rich. You're on mute, Rich.
Thank you. Yeah. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
You addressed, big learnings between year one and year two. What would be the biggest effect on training camp, and which positions do you expect to have the most wide open battles as you enter camp? Thanks.
Good question. Training camp. You know, that's funny. I do think, weirdly enough, I do think we had a good training camp last year. And I do think that consistency wise, I don't see that changing much. We are bringing the guys in a couple days earlier. The rule didn't pass that you were allowed to bring them in a couple days earlier and build in more off days until after we'd already had the schedule set. And we could have changed things last year, but we decided to keep it the way it was. So we're actually coming in for the first time in my career in July. We're reporting to camp soon in a couple days here. And so we do have a few more off days built into camp. That's one thing. I do think, building, our culture and our togetherness and our team, I do think that's something that just from year one to year two, you can continue to obviously hope to get better at. And, I think a lot of that, falls down to the guys that are on this call and Jordan and Chase and our leadership council and the captains and the guys that are the older guys in our program that have been through it, making sure that, obviously they disseminate that information down as well. And this is how we do things here. And this is who we are as a football program. I do think that helps as well. What was the second part of your question? You said training camp and then what?
Yeah. And then it was, where do you expect to have the most wide open position battles?
Well, I'd say the whole defense, really. Right. I mean, you got, a decent amount of people. There was a ton of production and experience that that graduated and or left this football program. And so, how do we, from pretty much all levels, I think we've replaced the talent. And there's length and speed and talent back there. It's whether or not you can replace production, and experience and how fast you can get caught up, because we're going into a week one conference game on the road. And so we got to get caught up pretty fast.
And how about quarterback?
That'll be a good battle as well. I think we had a good battle in the spring to replace Nolan Henderson, which, obviously is, as we all know, big shoes to fill. He played for a long time here and was an NFL type quarterback. And so, Ryan O'Connor and Zach Marker did a great job in the spring at taking strides. I think those two guys will be a bit pretty good battle here going into fall camp. And then, I do think we have been getting better and I do really like the young guys in the program as well.
Thanks, coach.
You got it, Rich.
Next question, guys, from Andy Water. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, how are you? Hey, coach. With so many new players, do you really expect this to be a competitive camp? And is that kind of the silver lining of being inexperienced, that you get a lot more competition?
There's no doubt. I mean, one of our, tenets of our program is competition. And so we're going to do our best to have a competitive camp, regardless of how many starters we have coming back. I think that, competition breeds the best versions of yourself. And so, if you're going to, just give people jobs and say, this is the guy and anoint people, I don't think that person's going to get better either. And so, we're constantly trying to, bring people into the program so that we can have the best 100. And if our roster is 108, we want to have 108 people who are competing for jobs and playing time and time on special teams, whatever it may be. We don't want anybody in the program to be complacent and think that they're either too far out of it or too far ahead of it, because I don't think that's going to make us the best football team.
Chase, coach has talked a lot about you guys had one of the most dominant defenses in FCS last year, but 9 guys are gone. You're back as one of 2 returning starters. How has your role changed? Have you taken on more of a leadership role with this group?
Yeah, I think definitely more of a leadership role, and that's majority of where I've grown as a person this whole year. And I think that's been the biggest challenge I've had to deal with.
Jordan, last season was a big one for you. 61 catches, everybody knows. Also, what a great returner you are. But you got your hands on the ball a lot in the offense with some of those guys, with Thyrick gone and a change at quarterback. What are your expectations, and what are you looking to do this season?
I'm really just looking to pick up where I left off last season. I feel like, Coach Cardi's done a good job of, getting guys in the room that can compete. Like he said, every day we compete. So in our room, I feel like we have, a bunch of guys from, top to bottom that, can plug and play. And I'm, I'm looking forward to the season.
Next question this morning from Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, Coach. So go ahead and well, your first two games is against Stony Brook and Penn State, and especially against Penn State playing on the road and everything at Happy Valley. What challenges will those two games present to your team?
Well, I think we, and it's something we'll talk about a decent amount leading up to it, because I think that's one thing we need to get better at as a program is winning on the road. You know, we were, 6-1 at home last year, if I recall. And so we have to do a better job, obviously, finishing on the road. And, I do think we travel well, but there's something that we need to do a little bit better, whether it's focus, preparation, whatever it may be. So we're going to work on that as a team. It's something that we're going to do together. Leadership council, coaches, and full team, because we're going to be tested, obviously, pretty strongly, very early in one in August. And, you know, we're on the road to Long Island, always a tough place to play at Stony Brook. And then obviously back to back, they're going to, the Rose Bowl champs. So, I don't think that, those will be, we'll find out how good of an away team we are pretty early in the season. And so, we need to make sure that that's a certain emphasis point in the next month.
A question from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Chase and Jordan, it's nice to see you guys. Chase, I had a question for you. Obviously, Coach Cardi, has a lot of faith in the ability of your defense. The big task for you guys, I would assume, is trying to develop a unity, come together and know what each other is doing and thinking. How important is it for you guys to develop that during preseason camp, to just become more of a unit when you have a lot of new guys and a lot of unfamiliar faces?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big challenge of getting that unity and getting all that cohesion together. But with guys like Dylan Traynor and Nick Ware and Ethan Saunders and Jack Hall by my side, and bringing all the guys in for the summer training, I think it'll be easy molding together.
And if I could follow up with a question for Jordan. Jordan, you didn't go into preseason camp healthy last year. Are you healthy going in this year? And how big of an advantage is that for you in terms of, developing with this offense and these new quarterbacks?
Yeah, so like you said, last year I didn't really have a camp at all. But, this year I'm going in pretty healthy. And I feel like that's big just because, with, like Coach Cardi said, our quarterback battle, not knowing who, the guy is going to be going week one yet. Just getting that, connection that I have with Nolan back with these guys this season can be, really big. So I'm looking forward to getting that connection back with these guys.
I'll throw in one more question for Coach Cardi. Ryan, what position area will warrant the most scrutiny in preseason camp and really kind of needs to take the biggest leap, would you say?
I do think that obviously quarterback is one of those scrutinized positions because of what it is, and because we've had a guy there who's been so consistent and good in Nolan for a long period of time. And so I do think that's obviously going to be scrutinized. But on the other side, I think safety is a big one for us, just because of what it is, right? It's in our defense, we play a bunch of them, they have to, like you said, work together well and get those reps together. And so, I think they'll be a microscope in the back end on defense as well. I think that's the beauty of football, right? I mean, it takes all 22, but there's going to be certain positions and certain battles that are a little bit more, important to see how, who rises to the top in those battles and how well they work together with the other levels of the offense or the defense, because, you can't just win with, even if you do have a great quarterback that comes out of this battle, you can't just win with that person. And so it's something that's pretty special about this game. But it's obviously something that we need to work on throughout the next month and a half of, how well can we gel together?
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it.
I was thinking two more for you guys before I let you go. First one from Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Jordan, you spent a lot of time throwing, I'm sure, with the quarterbacks. Do you feel pretty good that there's going to be, a good quarterback that emerges from all this?
I do. I feel like, you know, either the guy that's, you know, is ready to play is going to play. And I feel, you know, confident in any of the guys. You know, they're both great competitors, you know, guys that, you know, I want to be on the field. So whoever, you know, comes on top of that battle is I'm totally fine with.
And one from you, Rich, go ahead.
Hey, Jordan, quick question about knowing the offense, you know, Coach Cardi's offense this year versus learning it last year. How big of a difference will that make entering this year?
Yeah, I feel like you said, learning the offense last year, you know, I had to think a little bit more. And then, you know, going into this season, I know the offense, you know, pretty well. Whatever Coach Cardi calls, I really don't even have to think about it. So that just allows me to play faster and think a lot less. So the game is, you know, a lot easier for me.
All right. Ryan, Chase, Jordan, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning. Good luck as camp gets started here in a few days for you guys and all season long.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right. Thank you.